WORKEY today.
Yet another subway / commuter rail crash in the United States. Boy, we've had three of them in the last 9 months. Do you believe it? Sad story to start this show with. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But we take you all across the country and then some as we go globally. Coming up around the bend, we're going to talk to Judith Barr, the ATN head shrinker, as we affectionately call her, to get the scoop on the David Carradine nonsense. Sadly, he was a pretty popular guy, actually, in Hollywood and had been for decades. Who knew he carried a pretty dark secret? As last week and the week before that, there was a lot of speculation as to what happened to him. We'll dive into that coming up around the bend. But first, the two D.C. Metro trains colliding during rush hour. Boy, the pictures are just awful. You had people trapped on the tracks. Can you even imagine that? Picture yourself in that situation. You're cruising along, thinking about dinner, thinking about your date, thinking about your ball game, thinking about seeing your kids, and suddenly you're in a mangled mess, and lucky if you're surviving it. So 7 people dead is the latest that I have. 1 commuter train just plowed into the back of another one. It's the worst D.C. Metro accident I think they've had in however long it's been, 33 years, whatever it's been, but what a nightmare. So as I mentioned, people were trapped, and the idea was to try to obviously wrestle them out of the wreckage and figure out, all right, who can we help? What's happened here? There were 100 at least injuries or so. So here we go again. And it's probably the deadliest accident in the history in D.C., probably, I'm saying cautiously to make sure, because you don't know yet. It's still not known at this hour how fast the train was moving. They're trying to figure out if there was a recorder on board, if it survived, much like the whole black box theory when you have a plane, you know. It would be much simpler if they could find that, but so far they haven't been able to do that. They're trying to figure out if it was in automatic mode, because it should have been in automatic mode during rush hour, which would mean there would be spaces between these trains, and that couldn't have possibly happened. Somehow it got compressed, one of the trains, to about 75 or 80%. So you had firefighters crawling all over the place just trying to cut open areas and find out if anybody else is in there. It has to be so disheartening, and how scary to see those jaws of life, except for, of course, the idea is, man, maybe we will find somebody. And what I talked to somebody a short while ago, and what it was being described as is people walking around like they were just the walking wounded, as we call them. And some people had critical life-threatening injuries and were hauled off on stretchers. Others were taken by air to local hospitals, and then people were cut and bruised and ripped and broken legs and what you can imagine that you would probably see in that kind of a situation. Again, because of the impact, not knowing it was going to happen, then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're involved in this high-speed slam-up, and that's the thing. We depend on your position, where you were in the cars, all that other sort of stuff. So they've got the FBI out there, and that's the first thing I thought is, wow, here we go again. What is behind this one? Please don't tell me it's texting. Please don't tell me it has anything to do with terrorism or some idiot, some homegrown trying to do something. Was it just human error? What is the deal? So the FBI agents are trying to help. They're helping with the evidence recovery and the equipment and all that other sort of stuff. They're not really thinking it's criminal activity. When I saw the big bad letters of the FBI, that's what immediately was triggered in my mind, just looking at some of the shots. But that's not the case. They're right down the street, so they're trying to help out. They don't believe, and of course you can't rule anything out at this point, but the National Transportation and Safety Board, they're investigating. That's what you do when the accident happens. They're looking at the wreckage, trying to figure out, piece it together as to what happened. But just a terrible, terrible accident. I mean, the last time that you had that happen, I was trying to think back, and because I remember I was back east when it happened. And there were maybe a dozen, maybe more than a dozen people that actually got injured. You had an empty train that backed into a train carrying people. But that happened at least 5 years ago. But this many people killed and the wreckage the way it was, just awful, awful stuff. You know, people in big cities, it's a way to kind of get out of the rat race of the traffic, to not pay ridiculous tolls sometimes on tollways that you have to pay, and a way to just decompress when you're going home. It's that better alternative, I think, for a lot of people in big cities. But you had that situation in Boston, and then you just had this situation in D.C. Pretty scary, pretty unnerving, I think, when something like that happens. Now, that's not the only thing, of course, that we're going to talk about on this show. We've got a couple of things that have really rankled me during the day, including this thing that I heard about the 800 gun buyers who might be on the terrorist list. Boy, what kind of terrorist watch list do we compile where we have kids on the list, senators on the list, and now, of course, all these gun buyers on the list? I don't blame the NRA for saying, look, why should law-abiding Americans, why should they be treated like terrorists, right? To deny people due process and the Second Amendment rights based on this secret, secret list isn't how we work in the United States of America. The Justice Department has been getting pummeled about this list in the first place because it's so cockamamie and upside down. Obviously, some of the people on the list should be on the list, but how many people are on this stupid list that have not been vetted out that should not be there? This watch list is supposed to be maintained by the FBI because, guess what? It's used by so many people, by state people, by federal law enforcement people, by local enforcement agencies, and the idea is we have a net. We're trying to catch suspected terrorists. But the mistakes, the questioning, and the searches of innocent people, it's ridiculous. It's not even close. You know, it's like somebody's blindfolded and they're just throwing darts at a board. So now you have the gun buyers, like I said, 800 or so, maybe even a little bit more, that are on this terror list. Ugh. And I don't know how you feel about blogging. Blogging's easy because it's anonymous, right? So anyone can write any creepy thing about any talk show host, any celebrity, any event, anything that happens. And in some ways, I love blogging. I love to hear the opinions of people. And probably many of you are on the internet crawling around and reading these blogs. And some of them are so well written and address so many different things. And I can't believe the creative minds out there. But then there's just these creepy, nasty, crappy people, I don't know how to sugarcoat it, that ridiculously blog about stupid things and sometimes more than ruffle feathers. Well, there's a Connecticut man charged with actually inciting violence against state lawmakers. Have you heard this story? This New Jersey blogger who they're saying encouraged people to go off the deep end and do something terrible. So a judge has actually arraigned Hal Turner. He did that earlier today on a felony charge of inciting injury to persons. This is all from blogging. Now I worry about free speech. Ooh, it's a gray area. We're going to definitely talk about that later. Judith Barr coming up around the bend, though.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
Welcome to Love and Marriage Radio. I'm Mae Chambers, the mom.
And I'm Erica Chambers, the daughter.
On our show, we talk about real things that all of us do to either make or break our relationship.
So when a guy calls me high maintenance, he's not talking about my car.
Join the fun on Love and Marriage Radio.
They doing all right.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
It was just a couple of weeks ago that we were all stunned about the death of David Carradine. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, I used to watch those reruns of Kung Fu. Who doesn't know who he was, certainly. He was from a long line of acting folks, too, one of those Hollywood-type families. He was the star of Kung Fu, as I mentioned. He was found hanged, naked, and dead in a Bangkok hotel room. Rumors started to swirl. And he, you know, as I said, he was the eldest son of legendary character actor John Carradine, and was sad to see how that whole thing turned out. Who better to talk about sometimes what we don't know about people, whether they're famous or not, and what we can actually learn from this, than our favorite person to talk about this kind of stuff? We affectionately call her the ATN head shrinker, Judith Barr. Judith, thanks for hanging late. As always, we appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kate. I'm glad to be with you.
You know, it was stunning what happened with David Carradine, because, as is typical of certainly with somebody famous, the news breaks, and in this age of blogging and Twitter and Facebook and mainstream media, all kinds of rumors swirled that he was murdered, that something else happened to him, that, you know, all kinds of wild things happened, and obviously his family was upset, and I think some people in his family learned about his death through the media, unfortunately. I always think it's better if they get a phone call from somebody they know, but in the end, it turned out that it was a sexual thing. What do they call it? The autoerotic feeling that some people partake in that was the reason as to what happened with David Carradine. And a lot of people had, you know, they knew nothing certainly about his personal life and were stunned by that. But isn't it always the way when something like this happens?
What is most striking about this, Kate, is is true in many cases that we've experienced lately. When there's somebody that is a leader, that is a teacher, that is a spiritual teacher, that's a priest, an educator, a kind government official, an upstanding business executive, and you find out something about them that is different than the way they appeared to be. And I think it's particularly striking for David Carradine because he came to be known as the persona of Kung Fu, Kwai Chang Kane.
That's right.
No, he came to be known as that. That, you know, people looked at him and that was the persona that they saw. And that character was such a spiritual person, such a good person, was living such essential truths about how to be in life. And then to hear something different, to find out something different, is shocking. But the truth is that happens for all of us. There are different aspects of us that we don't even know are in us. And if we don't find out, then we'll just look at the person outside, the David Carradine, the other people that we've seen in the recent past, the Elliot Spitzer, the Bill Clinton, the John Edwards. We'll look outside and we'll point our fingers at them about their disparities, about the different aspects of them, and we won't look inside ourselves, but we'll be kind of haunted by the part of ourselves that we're not dealing with.
Yeah, don't you think, Judith, too, that there's something about, especially proclivities, sexual things, that people don't want out there? Elliot Spitzer, certainly, the former governor of New York, didn't want that out there. Saddest day ever, I think, was seeing his wife stand next to him. And, I mean, good for her that she's gone through the tunnel with him. But just so sad to see that another one of those kind of press conferences. And like you say, it's that nobody realizes, and we just have this image. And is there something in people, whether it's fame or power or notoriety, then suddenly not being noticed as much? Is there something that can drive somebody in a different direction and to have this sort of secret life?
What I said before, I'm going to stand by. I think there's a way in which we all have a secret life. I think the wounds we carry with us from our childhood, especially the ones we don't know about, the ones we're not aware of, that we're unconscious of, drive us in ways that we're not conscious of, that other people may be conscious of or not, but they drive us to do things and behave in ways that are like another life. It's true of all of us. I want to bring it back to the mirror that somebody like David is for us, or was, was for us, or Elliot Spitzer, the mirror that he is for us. And you're talking about the sexual aspect. There are many important things about the sexual energy or the sexual person that each of us is that are very important to heal. You know, it's a very powerful energy. It's a very powerful aspect of us. And it's really, if you look at it, it's like a magnifying glass of ways that we are in the world that don't look so sexual. It's like our sexual selves are like a mirror of the rest of ourselves. For example, I've often found working with people who cannot have an orgasm, that they cannot follow through in things in their outer world and go past a certain point to really come to the end, like of building a business. That's often true, you know, like that's the out picturing of what happens if you can't have an orgasm sometime.
So is that kind of like, is that sort of like a fear of failure, of not achieving, of not pushing all the way the distance to anything you do?
Well, I think it's a fear of pushing all the way to the distance. It's a fear of letting go into the flow of what could carry you to full success. The opposite of the fear of failure. It's the fear of the success, which takes a real surrender or letting go into your own flow to follow it all the way through to completion.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems as though what all of us could use then is like a little therapy. That some people are afraid. Don't you think? I mean, you do this for a living. So I think actors don't so much have a problem with it, whether they're male or female. They're always talking about going to a therapist or somebody for help, a counselor, whatever. But I think if it might do some people good if they could learn how to look in that mirror and to maybe live a much more, I don't know how to say this, I don't know if it's more spiritual, but to live a life where they're much more comfortable with who they are. And I guess part of that, in which we've learned from you for the past year and a half that we've been talking to you, is it all goes back to your childhood and being able to deal with everything, right?
Yes, yes, and I agree with you. I don't, you know, therapy really has a bad reputation.
Yes.
It's not, I don't see it as something that's for sick people. I see it as ways that we can get to know ourselves better, become more conscious of ourselves, find places where we're wounded or where there's something in us that is awry in some way, like we've been talking about tonight, and heal it for the purpose of being able to more fully be ourselves in the world and more fully fulfill our potential.
Sure, because you only get one crack. You only go around once. I mean, it's the truth. It's a trite saying, but it's so, so true. Judith Barr, we love it when we have you on this show. People can go to powerviewspowerhealed.com. Certainly, they can go to judithbarr.com, obviously. And you're trying to make a difference, as you like to say, a person at a time or one by one, sort of on a grander scale. So we always love having you on this show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
Have a great one.
You too. Good night.
All right. Judith Barr, of course, talking about, wow, it's interesting how you go from David Carradine to where a lot of people are in their lives, and ultimately how they can get to a place where they're in a much better place. And there is something about that. There is something about watching the powerful fall down, isn't there? Saying, that wasn't me. Oh, thank goodness. And then you always find out there is sort of this second life, if you will, with so many famous people, famous for different reasons, or infamous, if you will. And we're going to jump back to the sad story of what happened with that D.C. commuter train man and the National Transportation and Safety Board, of course, crawling all over the place still trying to piece it together. That's what they do. Hang with us. More details on that and some other things that happened around the country on America Tonight.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Coming up in sports shorts, we were telling you about the drunks in New York, unfortunately, at Bethpage, which was an incredible golf course. I had the great fortune of playing Bethpage at the last U.S. Open because I was working in New York for a station called The Fan, and it was what an experience that was. Sadly, a lot of the idiots, but they're everywhere. It's not just New York. We're just ripping into the golfers, and really, what could they do with the crowd control situation? But coming up in sports shorts, we're going to tell you not so much about that, but the fact that somebody who won the U.S. Open is probably someone you never heard of. It wasn't Tiger Woods. It wasn't Phil Mickelson. So let's just start there and work our way down. Ever hear of anyone called Lucas Glover? Yeah, maybe not. Anyway, I'll tell you what happened in the U.S. Open and also the fact that the first American goes down at Wimbledon. Unfortunately, he is an American who's an incredible player to watch. A guy who went to Princeton, smart cat, really fun, and really good, or used to be pretty good and had a lot of potential. Certainly a top-tier player, but knocked out in the first round of the French, representing, of course, America, and knocked out in the first round of Wimbledon. I'll tell you who that is as well. In the meantime, though, as I said, these two D.C. metro trains colliding makes you kind of think, for all of you city dwellers, you know, hey, anybody that works for any of these speed lines or subways or metros, etc., will tell you this is a rare thing that you have more than 70 people hurt. You've got, they're saying, 7 people dead, 6 to 7, because there's some discrepancy there. But the latest number I had was 7. Anyway, the odds of that happening. You know, what are the odds of that happening? Well, of course, for all those years, really nothing. The one incident in 2004, but nothing like what happened, again, when so many people were on the train. Lisa Farbstein, who is a Metro spokesperson, talked earlier about this accident.
Right. At about 5 o'clock today, a six-car train headed out of town, derailed, and it collided with another train that was coming in the opposite direction. And unfortunately, we have saddened to report that we know of two fatalities and several serious injuries to our customers on board the train. Our primary concern at this time is getting medical attention to the customers who are on board or who were on board the train.
Okay. And do you know what caused the derailment tonight?
No, we're not likely to know the cause of the derailment for several days.
So is there any speculation at all on what caused it?
No, there is not.
How many crews are on the scene right now?
I don't know. I'm not at the scene. I can tell you that there are many, many emergency rescue personnel on the scene. We don't measure them by crews.
Okay.
All right, this is what you would have heard earlier in the day. See, because there's always information still coming in, and there still is now, because there may still be, as much as that's been cleaned up, a lot of it, there still might be something that they uncover. That's why, as it happened after 5 o'clock, you still have the National Transportation Safety Board still hanging out there, obviously trying to pull this all together. I'm just curious, for all of you Connecticut folks and everybody else who's living in an area where you might commute, does it make anyone think twice about jumping on the train, the subway, the metro? Because, you know, it's like I say, it's like when you hear these things about pilots, and there's incredible pilots, obviously, who have tons of hours in the air, who are great at what they do, and are concerned about their passengers. But then all it takes is the one incident, the thing that happened in Buffalo, the conversation beforehand, the lack of training, all that stuff to maybe make you think twice that Aretha Franklin doesn't fly because she's afraid. Maybe there's something to this, because I'm putting my life in the hands of somebody else. I get into my automobile. There is such a thing as defensive driving. Now, I can certainly, somebody, you know, a semi could get out of control, fly through a guardrail, hit me and kill me. Yeah, we know these things can happen. Life has the fragile aspects of it. But if it's, I'll tell you, here's the thing, if it turns up that it was some bizarre human error thing, then that's when you start to say, oh, not again. But there haven't been any signs of that so far at this point. It looks like it could have been something that was programmed in wrong, although I'm hesitant to say that because these are all speculative things. But I would say if I were in the situation, which I have been in my life, where I've commuted, that I would still be okay with it. Because in my head, I believe this. I don't know how many people listening to me believe this. But when you're born, my grandmother used to say, it's stamped on your head, the expiration date. And I really think there's something to that. Are there times in your life where you narrowly escape something, some tragedy that could have befallen you? Certainly. But you're living your life, you're jumping on a commuter train. Who knew that you would be on the train where this would happen? But let's make sure it had nothing to do with texting or any other sort of thing. There's a whole lot of texting going on at the Chris Brown hearing today. And if you're saying, who? What are you talking about? Well, if you know anything about the gossip rags, TMZ, any of those things, the 10 million entertainment outlets that there are, and obviously somebody cares, because half the time when you turn on Larry King, he's got Ryan Seacrest subbing for him, or Joy Behar, or somebody else, and they're talking about celebrities, because it's been an explosion of gossip blogs and mags and all that other sort of stuff. I mean, celebrity is hot in this country. Me, I don't get it, but okay, let's roll with the flow here. The deal is, you have a singer dating another singer. He's accused of beating the crap out of her, the snot out of her. The photographs were awful. They were both supposed to appear at the Grammys. They did not appear at the Grammys. That's how far this goes back. So the R&B singer Chris Brown and the alleged victim Rihanna had the media crawling all over them for a very long time, months and months and months of paparazzi and videographers and all that kind of stuff. The interest was huge. What's interesting is, so you have Chris Brown, he's 20 years old. The 21-year-old pop princess Rihanna is the other one. A very young demographic. And before his February arrest for beating and allegedly beating and threatening her during an argument in his rented Lamborghini, oh, how rough life is, everything seemed all roses and fabulous and all that other sort of stuff. So the news breaks, because people can relate to this, that have had daughters or sisters or anybody in their life that's been in this situation. The news breaks that Brown was wanted by police. It started surfacing the day after all this happened, before the Grammys and all this other sort of stuff. And it never stopped. The coverage was just massively intensified. So the media interest being what it is, here you have this court case, right? And you had 52 different people who wanted access into the courtroom. The media jostling for a position, anything, so they could get their microphones in there, so they could get their video cameras in there, whatever it is. Like, it was a wild circus-like atmosphere. But here's the thing. If you know somebody in your life who has been beaten to within an inch of her life, or it could certainly be a man. It's not that men aren't abused. Remember, there's also the flip side of that. But we know primarily it seems to go the other way, right? So Chris Brown cops a plea, of course. Mark Garagos is his attorney. And he skates away, as I said before, with 5 years of probation, 6 months of community labor. And what's interesting and what can be relatable to people listening is they're so young. She still wants to be somehow connected to him, that the judge issues this order that both of them have to stay apart from each other. They have an order to stay apart from each other. Yeah, not just him. It's on her as well, saying that they would both be in violation. So no jail time for Chris Brown. Boy, and those photographs of her were rough. You know what it reminded me of? Ike Turner, who beat the crap out of Tina Turner. And you see pictures of her and what she looked like, and I don't know how she survived that and didn't die. In the case of Rihanna, she looked horrible in those photographs. So she was on standby to maybe testify, but she never had to testify. He enters his plea at this preliminary hearing, right? And the judge imposes this stay-away order. She hadn't asked for one, but he does it. So they have to stay at least 50 yards from each other, except when they're at an industry event, meaning Grammys, Music Awards, whatever. The distance is now just 10 yards. Oh, yeah, they have to be on the red carpet, so 10 yards is okay. And it is a two-way order. So he gets no jail time whatsoever. And she didn't have to testify, none of that sort of stuff. I guess he was pretty, you know, soft-spoken during the hearing and waived his rights, told the judge he understood the gravity of his plea, all that sort of stuff. And the deal puts an end to this case that whipped up the paparazzi and all the crazy nuts who want every single detail of every single thing. But there was backlash against Chris Brown, because you had radio stations drop him. The singer had to cancel a bunch of appearances, obviously, including the performance at the Grammys. But, boy, poor Rihanna. So hard to get through a woman's skull, young or older, that you just can't let someone do this to you. Anybody know anybody in that situation? You know what I'm talking about. Stay with us. More to come on America Tonight. That you be up in here looking like you do.
Soaring to all-time highs. As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Freeze frame has come to mean different things with the shutter bugs because people are literally in Los Angeles in some areas tripping over paparazzi. Can you imagine? And I just mentioned the Chris Brown Rihanna deal and both so young, but sad to see the situation. And of course, hey, Mark Garagos, he's one of the top dogs in Los Angeles. He knew how to work the system for Chris Brown. Chris Brown acted, at least in the courtroom, pretty repentant, like he was sort of had that hangdog look. So no jail time. Rihanna was off to the side, although the thought was that her testimony wasn't going to really be that scathing. So ultimately, the judge says that they can't be near each other. There's an order on both sides of the fence on this one of the 50 yards, 10 if it's an industry thing. But, yeah, we'll see how this goes. And people know, certainly in abusive cases, it's a horrible thing. But she looked to me to the point where if he had taken a couple of licks in the right direction, she might not be breathing now. And yet no jail time. It goes back to the thing that we said with the last case that we were talking about last week with a football player and a DUI, or not DUI, actually, where he had run over somebody in Miami, Dante Stallworth we were talking about, and obviously stunned that he did it, but was well over the legal limit, I think double the legal limit in Miami. He gets no jail time for that. It's true. I mean, if you have the right attorney that money can afford to buy, you have a much better crack than the rest of us mere mortals in a similar situation. Because in a similar situation, and domestic violence is a tough one, I think somebody in that situation would have gotten some time, even if it was just a little bit of time, because, you know, Chris Brown hadn't been in trouble before. So if he were just a regular guy and hadn't been in trouble before, great chance of not getting anything serious and hard, but a great chance of also having to sit his rear end in jail and think about it for a while, right? Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you.
Hello. What do you think? I mean, obviously, it just seems you have money, you have power, you have celebrity, you have a much better shot.
I.e., last week I mentioned Guy Lafleur.
Yeah, exactly. Hockey.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, and things like that. And talking about the Canadians, they've been officially been sold. But we'll get to that later. But you also mentioned the Washington, D.C. Metro. I'd like to convey my condolences to the families for people who have passed on. You know, we have a metro system here in Montreal. But luckily, so far, we haven't had accidents. You know, we haven't had accidents like that in I don't know how many years. You know, I'm not trying to say that ours is the best, but, you know, just like I said, touch wood, that we haven't had any, you know, major accidents like they had in D.C. So, you know.
No, it's rough. I said, would it make anyone in a big suburban area think maybe twice about commuting as you see more of these accidents? But
right.
You know, you just can't live your life that way, Sam. You know that. You can get killed walking across the street.
Right, that's true. And you mentioned Aretha Franklin, you know, going by bus. There was a certain football broadcaster who was also petrified of flying and used to take buses.
John Madden.
You got it. In fact, he did something on ABC about this, you know, a season, you know, with his bus and bus drivers and all the stops he made. You know, it was terrific. So. I was thinking, when he was coaching, how the heck did he fly? You know, but, you know, like I said, that's another thing.
Well, you know what, here's the problem. It was a problem, because then what happens is you've got to get on the road immediately. So that also means for family time,
right. You're
not there as much, because you're automatically going across the country, because think of all the different teams that you play. Yeah, it was rough.
This is true. This is true. This is quite true. And, there are Palestinians, let's just get off, you know, talking about what's going on in the Middle East, who are suing two Canadian construction companies because they're building, you know, they're helping to build settlements, you know, on the West Bank, and they're suing the companies here in Quebec in civil court. So some lawyer said they don't have a prayer, you know, because it's not civil, it's under another department.
Ooh.
So, you know, go figure. Anyway, the new owner of the Montreal Canadiens is an old owner. What brand of beer do we like drinking here in Quebec?
It's not Molson, is it?
Bingo. The Molson family bought it.
Wow, you're kidding. Well, that's a good thing, because I think their beer profits were still pretty high, right?
Right. That it was a package deal. It was the team, the Bell Center, and Gillette Entertainment Group. All for $500 million. And, okay, I know it's a tragic day, but I know you're still a sports person. I asked people who really to know, is Ganey's job still okay? Well, most people figured, okay, they just bought the team last week. The draft is this Friday. Even though Ganey and George were, like, tight, most people have figured that the Molson family is going to keep Ganey on for at least a year and then see what happens.
Really, that makes sense, because of certainly his hockey background
right. And
his connection to Montreal.
And,
not to mention
his connection to Dallas. I just had to
I think it'd be a mistake. I think that's smart. They're playing it smart by doing that, I believe.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're always full of breaking news for us across the border. I love that about you, Slam and Sammy.
Thank you.
We'll catch up with you down the road. Thank you.
Take care.
You too. You know, speaking of other borders, North Korea is now accusing Obama of a nuclear war plot. And here's the thing. Do you take this threat seriously or not? North Korea is also saying, listen, You want to stop our ships? You want to do something to us? You want to do any kind of harm to us? Then you better be ready to defend your people. Because if you make any move on North Korea, any move, and, of course, they're planning a long-range missile test to follow up what happened last month, then what North Korea is saying, then we're threatening to harm the United States if you do that. We're coming after you in your backyard. Now, everybody realizes, right, that the U.S. has over 28,000 troops in South Korea. So let me tell you, you want to take, if that idiot, if Kim Jong-il or his offspring want to take a real crack at America, oh, you got to think, I don't care who's in the White House. You can rest assured that there will be hell to pay in North Korea. Absolutely. I mean, I think even Obama himself said that on some pre-taped interview that he did on the CBS Early show, that, of course, we would be prepared for whatever would happen. There's no doubt that the defense secretary has ordered the additional protection for Hawaii. It's only a precaution. And because Korea, North Korea anyway, doesn't have a ballistic missile that can reach Hawaii, they haven't actually mastered the mounting of a nuclear bomb on a long-range missile. It's more, I think, just for show to say back off and back off now, right? You've got a U.S. destroyer, so everybody's up to date on this, circling like a shark, shadowing a North Korean cargo ship that is suspected of carrying weapons. The Kang Nam is the ship that I'm talking about because it's been involved in the weapons trade in the past. So there's supposed to be some banned weapons on this ship. The standoff is close, my friends. Very, very close. It is the first ship being tracked under this UN Security Council sanctions since they threw them down that is supposed to push the North or punish them for the underground test last month. This is a real test for the interception of North Korean ships at sea because what they're saying, what North Korea is saying, you do it, one hair, board the ship, it's an act of war. I said this before. Don't think, which would be ridiculous for North Korea to really push it that far, but don't think they won't get blown out of the water. Chalk up one for the good guys. And I hope this isn't just rhetoric. I hope they follow through. You can shoot me an email on this or anything else that we talk about on America Tonight. You can do that by going to americatonight.net.
Frick, oh no! I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, can I?